I've seen the Joshua tree, got down on my knees, through the virgin mother of prayer. I walk glass barefooted, stroll across the devil's hot coal. I've tried everything, I swear. But hey,
the Valley Rise Show with Gonzo on your local sports leader. Good morning. 7:07 currently in the city of Fresno, California. It is a warm one, and it is going to be warm, warm, warm indeed here in Fresno. It's going to be 108 degrees today. 108 degrees today. 72 degrees is the expected high. 108 degrees the expected high. 72 degrees currently in Fresno. 107 on Tuesday, 106 Wednesday, 108 on Thursday, 110, 111, and 109 the following Friday, Saturday and Sunday, until we looks like we're going to get a bit of a break and go down into the 90s the following week of August. So temperatures are getting up there, more and more up there as well. So there you go. It's time for 7 and 7. We'll get back to a couple of other things here shortly, but let's dive into some of the things here in the world of baseball. There should be some moves happening potentially this morning on through, so that is what we're going to be doing. But before we get to some of those Major League Baseball trades, Mauricio Pochettino has signed a new contract with the United States Men's National Team, USMNT. Pochettino's new deal runs through 2030. That's when the World Cup happens. Longtime assistants Jesus Perez, Miguel D'Agostino, and Tony Jimenez, as well as more recent additions Sebastian Pochettino and Silvia Tuya, will remain on Pochettino's staff. Quote, Mauricio and his staff believe in the future of soccer in the United States, and our new project allows us to build on progress of the United States men's national team and the momentum of U.S. soccer. We know we have a lot of work to do to achieve our clear ambitions, including competing to win men's World Cups and having soccer become the most played sport in every community. I couldn't be more excited, and Mauricio and team are committed to partnering with all of us to do the hard work to bring those ambitions to life. And quote, according to U.S. Soccer, Pochettino's reappointment, along with the broader investment in USMNT, is being supported by a philanthropic leadership gift from Kenneth C. Griffin, the founder and CEO of Citadel and founder of Griffin's Catalyst. Additional support has been provided by Scott Goodwin, Adam Freed, and several commercial partners. Pochettino's return had been hinted at in recent weeks. Andres Cantor, the first to report talks on the renewal were progressing. On Monday, Kane said in a statement, quote, Mauricio has built a culture where players trust the group, trust the process, and trust each other. We saw the impact of that belief in a way the team grew, competed, and performed on the world's biggest stage. That culture and the staff who helped build it are exactly what we want to continue investing in for the men's national team now and for the future. the two sides first engage in the conversations just about the World Cup and getting it done now. Pochettino was hired in September of 24 following the disastrous group stage exit at the 2024 Copa America. While Argentina endured some inconsistent results during his tenure, he led the U.S. to the round of 16 and falling to Belgium 4-1. The Americans top Group D with wins over Paraguay and Australia in the group and defeated Bosnia-Herzegovina 2-0 in the round of 32. So Pochettino, who had previously has spoken about a potential return to the European circuit, was linked to the AC Milan and Real Madrid jobs, and for that reason, the Argentine was expected to depart when his contract expired at the end of the World Cup. So, Pochettino, now with the U.S. through this next World Cup cycle, I personally think that is a good deal for the U.S. men's national team. The Philadelphia Phillies, as of this morning, are acquiring three-time batting champion Luis Arraez from the San Francisco Giants in the move that has a second baseman joining his fifth team in 5 years. The 29-year-old Arraez, who is slated to become a free agent after this season, returned to second base with the Giants, and his defense at the position is among the best in the league. He also has experience at first base, having played there for the Padres in 2024 and 25, but he's made it clear he does not want to move from second base. Arraez is having his best offensive season since 2023, hitting .324, topping the National League in second in majors behind Astros' Yordan Alvarez. He has 4 home runs and 43 RBIs. He was traded to the Marlins, or from the Marlins to San Diego, in May 4th of 2024. He won his third straight batting title with three different teams by hitting .314 that season. The Giants have held Arraez out of the lineup since Saturday due to cramps in a move that was termed as precautionary heading into the deadline. So the San Francisco Giants make another move, this time moving Luis Arraez to the Philadelphia 76ers. This move happening at 6:50 this morning, and we held it for you here at 7. And so, again, Jeff Passan reporting that the Phillies are acquiring Luis Arraez. Also, Jeff Passan reporting this morning that the Angels, the Toronto Blue Jays, are acquiring right-hander Jose Soriano in a trade with the Los Angeles Angels. The Angels will receive top shortstop prospect Arun Nimala, outfielder Eddie Micheletti, and right-hander Angel Riviero from the Blue Jays for Jose Soriano. And again, that trade happening early this morning as well. Another trade that happened yesterday, the Chicago Cubs acquiring right-hander Kevin Gausman in a trade with the Toronto Blue Jays. The Cubs have sought a starting caliber pitcher all deadline and now have landed their guy. The Cubs landing Kevin Gausman from the Toronto Blue Jays. The Yankees will be sending 4 prospects to the Nationals in the Luis Garcia Jr. trade. The Yankees are acquiring infielder Luis Garcia Jr. from the Washington Nationals. Garcia, who is 26, leads the National League in slugging percentage. He's under club control through 2027. The Tampa Bay Rays were, again, yesterday was announced. The Tampa Bay Rays are acquiring right-hander Freddie Peralta in a trade with the New York Mets. Rays get their starter, who joins Drew Rasmussen, Shane McClanahan, and Nick Martinez, is in one of the best rotations in the American League. So trades, and more trades happening this morning. And my, oh my. So I'm going to try to get what is coming back in that Giants deal. I'm trying to find that here quickly. And man, it is a trade of trade days already. Everything heating up and things getting on through very, very, very quickly. And so there is currently nothing out there. There's currently nothing out there, and to see what gets on through here in this trade, as man, it is happening very, very quickly, and there's a lot. There's just tons of trades just happening in and around. Again, the Phillies and the Giants get to an agreement. The Phillies are acquiring second baseman Luis Arraez and reliever Caleb Killian from the Giants. And this, of course, according to Jeff Passan and Bob Nightingale of USA Today. The Giants receive right-hander Ramon Marquez and reliever Marty Gare in return. Per Nightingale, Marquez and Gare were not on the Phillies' 40-man roster, so the Giants' roster stands at 38 players with this move. Arraez was seen as an obvious candidate to be traded. San Francisco is 12 games out, and they go and make a move. The Giants will cash in on that best trade chip and going to getting Arraez, who they signed for a one-year $12 million package there. So, Luis Arraez trade is right there, and man, this is getting very, very, is moving fairly quickly as well. Another move that happened over the weekend, White Sox acquire Oscar Barzbon, and from the Mets, Oscar Barzbon from the Mets for minor league pitchers Gabe Davis and Zach Franklin from Chicago. So the White Sox get a pitcher from the Mets, and the Mets continue to just sell, sell, and sell. So those are the very clear moves as of this morning. And again, the trade that it would be crazy of me not to remind you of. Scooble gone from the Tigers and now with the Los Angeles Dodgers. UEFA, the governing body for the European soccer under FIFA, has raised the possibility that it would and could take legal action against FIFA president Gianni Infantino over his World Cup sell-off plan, and warned him to not destroy any documents relating to the controversial proposal. European's football governing body has also written to Joshua Kushner, Greg Maffey of JP Morgan, and Open Economics to inform them, that it is considering legal action over the association with the shelved proposal. ESPN has seen a document preservation letter addressed to Infantino, a formal written request sent to stop the destruction of evidence to ensure the documents relevant to a dispute will be retained for possible legal action. So UEFA threatening legal action there. The judge who granted the right to play another year of college sports to some athletes whose eligibility ran out last year issued a new order Sunday that makes clear that the ruling does not include football players who signed pro contracts this summer, then had a change of heart. U.S. District Judge Charlotte Sweeney responded to an NCAA request for clarity about her Friday ruling that granted a fifth year to athletes who graduated high school in 2022 and were not included in the new NCAA rule that allows five seasons of eligibility for Division I players. That decision, she said, still stands, but has no impact on other NCAA rules, including its prohibition on players signing pro contracts then coming back to college. The ruling, as first written, had the potential to upend the upcoming college football season, as teams are starting to training camp and planning on the so-called 5-for-5 rule to take effect beginning next fall. Extending it to players this fall and granted hundreds a chance to return to school. In the direct aftermath of the decision, some media reports were listing players on NFL and CFL rosters who were signaling that they'd be open to returning to school. But that appears to be off the table after Sweeney's clarification that said there are no changes to the NCAA rules regarding pros, no exceptions over when athletes can enter the transfer portal, and no impact on elements of the landmark House lawsuit settlement, which dictates how many players teams can put on rosters and how many schools can pay them. The ruling out of U.S. District Court in Denver figures to impact sports differently. Football teams, for instance, have already started practice for this season, but baseball doesn't start for some time. In making decisions, teams figure to factor the NCAA's coming appeal of Sweeney's order and whether to risk bringing back players who could then be declared ineligible if her decision is overturned. So, there you go there. Just making sure we're not missing any news-worthy stories here early. Jadeveon Clowney, the pass rusher formerly drafted by the Houston Texans. Clowney confirmed a report by NFL's network Ian Rappaport that he had agreed to a contract with the Houston Texans, telling the Houston Chronicles that he has grown up and learned the game a lot more since. He played in Houston in 2018, and so Jadeveon Clowney at the age of 33 returning to play for the Texans. The New Orleans Saints wide receiver Jalen Polk has been placed on the retire reserve list, the team announced yesterday. Polk made the surprising decision to retire less than a week into training camp. Saints coach Kellen Moore said Polk had been excused from the last two practices for personal reasons. The Saints acquired Polk and a 2028 seventh-round draft pick from the New England Patriots last September. In exchange for a 2027 sixth-round pick, Polk never played for the Saints as he was traded after the Patriots had placed him on injured reserve with a shoulder injury. This season, Polk was expected to compete for a roster spot, but he instead has decided to retire. Deebo Samuel, wide receiver of the San Francisco 49ers. Well, he is now. He has decided to return. Quote, "It kind of felt like I didn't even go nowhere, to be honest. When I got back, I was just like, well, I know what's going on. I know the people here. Staff still the same. So it's kind of like the same for real." End quote. Samuel signed a one-year deal worth up to $7 million with the San Francisco 49ers. This happening on Friday and was on the practice field Saturday going through individual drills and taking about 10 team rep drills. And all of that was about a month in the making, as over the weekend as well was reported that Ricky Pearsall will be missing and will be needing season-ending surgery on the posterior cruciate ligament in his right knee. So Ricky Pearsall, yeah, he is gone for the rest of the year. That forced the San Francisco 49ers to make a move and go get a guy like Deebo Samuel, who on Phil's show, I said I thought they should go and chase, and they do, and it looks good for them going into this season. Deebo Samuel going to be a San Francisco 49er. Dallas Mavericks in forward Najee Marshall has signed a three-year, $52.2 million contract extension. The deal is fully guaranteed, sources said, taking Marshall through the 2029-2030 season. The Mavericks announced the extension Sunday afternoon, but did not disclose the terms. Marshall averaged career highs in points, assists, field goal percentage, and steals while stepping into a bigger role in his second season in Dallas. So Dallas making a move there, and Marshall re-signing for 3 years on that one. Any more? Just double checking to make sure we're not missing any more trades. And maybe we should mention, oh, I didn't mention this one. It happened over the weekend as well. The Atlanta Braves Sunday night acquired veteran starter Tyler Mahle from the San Francisco Giants. The Giants already trading a couple of pieces early, right before the deadline. The Giants who are looking to unload several veterans before the deadline. Mahle coming off a 2.18 ERA in 16 starts last season, signed a one-year, $10 million contract with the Giants over the winter, but did not come close to replicating that success. So far, posting a 5.13 ERA over 18 starts. Braves general manager Alex Anthopoulos saying, quote, "We actually talked with him as a free agent when he signed with the Rangers. He's had good success in the past." 31-year-old right-hander has a 4.19 career ERA. Anthopoulos saying, quote, "We've liked him in the past. We've followed him. He's really good against left-handers. We still think we can make some improvements against right-handers." And Mahle joins a rotation that has been ravaged with injuries. Spencer Strider, Spencer Schwalenbach, and Ronaldo Lopez. Strider could sit out for the rest of the season after going on the injured list in June because of elbow inflammation. Schwalenbach underwent surgery to remove bone spurs in his elbow in February. He's still working his way back. And Lopez was put on the IL this past Sunday because of left knee inflammation. And so the Braves have remained in first place of the National League East and now hold that 8-game lead on Philly. The Giants, meanwhile, on their way to missing the playoffs, fifth straight season, and a 47-65 record under first-year manager Tony Vitello. So there you go. Let's double-check here, making sure we hit everything we needed to hit. Again, appreciate you for listening and being part of the discussion. Let's get here to see. You know, the local story of the day, 32 days remain until Fresno State's historic Pac-12 Fox debut at USC. And we are going to be part of that launch as the Fresno State Bulldogs, again, 32 days away from the beginning of their season. You'll be able to listen to that right here on ESPN Fresno, so make sure you're tuning in for that. A non-sports story for you guys. Wildfires continue burning around Spokane, Washington. Large parts of the city remain under level 3, quote, leave now evacuation orders. This is a serious situation that is ongoing for a lot of people, and it's disastrous right now with these fires, and our prayers go out to those that are affected. Take a break. We'll be back. That was 7 at 7 this morning. Appreciate you for listening. Coming up from 7 at 7, we have more deadline talk for you, as well as some San Francisco 49ers, some Rams, and a little bit of everything here still left to get to. All right, take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Valley Rise Show with Gonzo on your local sports leader.
More Valley Rise coming your way on 1430 ESPN Fresno.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk,
from the park here.
hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
The Valley Rise Show with Gonzo on your local sports leader, 1430 ESPN. Appreciate you for joining us and being here with us for this discussion as we dive in all the way A to Z on everything in the world of sports. Again, always grateful to every single one of you for being part of the discussions and conversations. And always grateful for that. Let's dive right in here to more discussions, more conversations, and let's get into some of the trades again that have been happening in the world of Major League Baseball. If you don't know, if you didn't know, you should know, and that is that the Dodgers have acquired Skubal from the Tigers for right-handed pitcher River Ryan, outfielder Zaire Hope, and right-handed pitcher Brady Smith. The Rays have acquired Freddie Peralta from the Mets for outfielder Aiden Smith, right-handed pitcher Gary Gill, second baseman Emilian Petre, and new the White Sox as well, acquiring Luis Castillo from the Mariners for reliever Sir Anthony Dominguez, outfielder Nolan Jones, and catcher Boston Smith. A real surprise given Chicago's surprising position near the top of the American League Central. Yankees acquired infielder Luis Garcia Jr. from the Nationals for right-handed pitcher Ben Grabel. Right-handed pitcher Yovani Cruz, right-handed pitcher Jack Sebert, right-handed pitcher Jake Bird, and a four-pitching prospect package for the versatile bat. Brewers have acquired catcher Bo Naylor and right-handed pitcher Cody Hewer from the Guardians. Cleveland gets right-handed pitcher Craig Yoho and outfielder Blake Perkins. Angels have traded Chase Silseth and catcher Logan O'Hope to the Rangers for infielder prospect Angel Arredondo, and O'Hope expected to be optioned to AAA after the move. Twins acquire right-handed pitcher Dean Kremer from the Orioles for outfield prospect Reyes, and a night after also landing left-handed pitcher reliever A.J. Minter. The Blue Jays acquired right-handed pitcher Jameson Taillon from the Cubs Sunday for cash and a player to be named later. The Braves acquired Lane Thomas and left-handed pitcher Bailey Falter from the Royals for starting pitcher Lucas Braun and starting pitcher Carter Holton. The Pirates acquired closer Camilo Duvall from the Yankees for minor leaguers Omar Alfonso and Luis Cruz. The Padres closer Mason Miller is now being described as one of the two biggest pieces remaining on the board. Mariners are still fielding calls on George Kirby as well. The Dodgers have checked in on a second starter beyond Skubal in Clay Holmes of the New York Mets. He's on the IL with a fractured fibula and expected to return this weekend, potentially. Red Sox, Angels, Rays all reportedly are interested in Orioles catcher Adley Rutschman. If Baltimore makes him available, all three would be top contenders. Orioles could be among the busiest teams left, weighing free agents to be Taylor Ward, Trevor Rogers, and Andrew Kidridge. The Nationals' left-handed pitcher Foster Griffin viewed as inevitably to be moved. And the Giants, earlier when I was making this, the Giants' Lisa Rise was gaining interest from the Rays, Rangers, and Phillies. Well, he ends up being a Philadelphia Philly as he gets traded to Philly earlier this morning. So, trade galores here, and they have been happening all around the world of sports. Let's go back here and double check. Let's make sure we're not missing anything. We're not missing anything from our guy, Jeff Passan, who is all over every single one of these trades and moves and everything in between. Some of your top candidates still available via trade. Reed Detmers, a starting pitcher from the Angels. This is MLB Trade Rumors, who has this list. Robbie Ray, starting pitcher of the San Francisco Giants, currently at $25 million, but is an impending free agent. Clay Holmes, who is a starting pitcher of the Mets, he has a player option for $27 million for next year. This year, getting paid $13 million. Foster Griffin of the Nationals, Casey Mize of the Tigers, those are all starting pitchers available. Zach Neto, the shortstop of the Angels, potentially available. Mason Miller there. He's making $4 million. He's arbitration eligible through 2029. So if you're going to go get Mason Miller, you're going to go pay quite a bit. Luke Weaver and Trevor Rogers. These are all some of the players that are potentially available. Randy Arozarena for the Mariners. He's an impending free agent that could be moved. Dustin May of the Cardinals is a name that potentially could be moved as well. So no more noise as of this morning on any other moves having been made. But the Mets busy, the Giants busy, and they are making moves to get rid of some of their guys here very, very early. So a lot getting done and happening here very quickly and early for all teams involved. So should be continuing to be a fun day in the trade deadline world as everything keeps on chugging and pushing forward. So we'll see how that is going to shape out here. All right. So we'll take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Valley Rise Show with Gonzo on your local sports leader, ESPN Fresno.
You're listening to ESPN Fresno, your Central Valley sports leader. It's the Valley Rise Show with Gonzo, weekday morning 6 to 9.
Show with Gonzo on your local sports leader, ESPN Fresno. A very good morning. Appreciate every single one of you for joining us, for being here, for listening in, and for joining the discussion, joining the conversation, which you can do all the time looking us up and going to ESPN Fresno, going all over there, and being a very, very part and a great part of the discussion, of the conversation, and always grateful to everyone that does exactly that, as we are always reminding every single one of you of everywhere you can go to go and find us and go and be part of the discussion, go and be part of any of the conversations. Very, very, very clear for all of us. And is, again, grateful as the football season is getting ready to go. And what does that mean? Well, that means that we're asking every one of you. We're asking every one of you. The Fresno State is going to be on your airwaves, and that means go and download everything ASAP as soon as possible. Go and get as involved as you can be, and always, always stay tuned for everything that needs to happen. 2 to 3, it's Sportsline, the Bulldog Hour, and 3 to 6, it is Behind the Bench with Phil Bonatti, so make sure you're tuned in to all of that as well. No trades that have happened here here in the last few moments. And so we will be making sure to keep on track with everything going around and down here in the sporting world. We'll make sure to keep you updated in terms of football and how quickly anything in football can move as well. But very much baseball is right in the thick of everything. And we'll keep you updated on all of that. The San Francisco Giants have begun to make moves. In the world of football, the San Francisco 49ers have also made a move. They went out and got their guy. And went out and got their guy in this. And the Giants, the 49ers went and got their guy, Deebo Samuel, to move in here. And very much so as everything gets continues to get better and better. It's just getting interesting to see the San Francisco 49ers every single year. The 49ers seemingly are full of something. They're full of some sort of controversy every single year. And so I thought this year was going to be a little different. I thought the 49ers are going to go into this year with less of that controversy. It just simply isn't the case. The beauty, though, is you lose a guy like a Ricky Pearsall, who just to not understand for me, I quite literally do not understand why we get to a point where we know Ricky Pearsall is going to be out for some time. But the fact that we got to the point of let's try everything we can try. Let's try everything we can try except surgery. Let's try everything we can try except surgery. That has been the craziness behind the Ricky Pearsall situation is we all knew something was wrong. And because we all knew something was wrong, with that, we couldn't understand why Ricky Pearsall wasn't getting a surgery. Now, again, out for the rest of the year, and that does give the 49ers a chance to go get a guy like a Deebo Samuel, who I think had a pretty darn good year with the Washington Commanders last season. It was what was asked of him, he did. What was asked of him, he solved. And so with that same caveat, right, with that same thing in mind here, if I'm looking at this just from that simple perspective, I don't know. If Deebo comes in here, and I don't think he's going to be treated the same way he was a year ago, but to that same point, I also think that a guy like a Deebo in this situation is coming in knowing who he is, right? I think that the majority, and especially when he left the organization, one of the key factors in it was that Deebo Samuel wanted to be the guy. I don't think that was even doubted, that Deebo Samuel wanted to be the guy. And it felt like he wasn't going to be the guy anymore in a San Francisco 49ers uniform. So he wanted to leave. And as is his right, right? He wants to leave. And he most certainly deserves to be able to leave the organization once he is ready to. And it felt like he was. And so if you're the San Francisco 49ers, this might be the best moment to bring him back. A guy that just seemingly understands where he is now compared to just a year and a half ago. He's not going to get the same production. He's not going to be looked at and targeted the same exact way. But I think he's going to get the benefit of that as well. Take a break. We'll be back with hour number three. Gabe Camarillo joins us next. You're listening to the Valley Rise Show with Gonzo on your local sports leader.
It's the Valley Rise Show with Gonzo on ESPN Fresno.